It's time now for Community Circle, circling the things that matter for you and your neighbors. Community Circle is a service of Sierra H Broadcasting.
Welcome to another edition of Community Circle. Today, the ladies from Agnes House are here today. What are your names, ladies?
Hi, Fred. This is Grace from Agnes Centers for Domestic Solutions. Thank you for having us again this morning.
And my name is Shasta. I'm actually working with Agnes Centers for Domestic Solutions with their marketing and their business development. And I'm with an organization called Connect the Dots.
My name is Keonti Palmer. My organization is called Keys Community. And together with Agnes Center, we formed Beyond Tomorrow so that we could service the community.
So Beyond Tomorrow, tell me a little bit about Beyond Tomorrow.
Beyond Tomorrow, we have a day program where we help group homes. We help individuals that may be going through certain things, that have substance abuse. They may need financial literacy so that they can have sustainability. And then we have self-awareness. Well, self-awareness is what they feel inside, and that helps them to not be angry or be in domestic situations. So we focus on holistic as well as practical.
How does this work? Do they come to you for counseling? Do you go to the house? How do you guys do it?
So it all depends. Sometimes we could come to them, and a lot of times they come to us. So we meet them where they're at.
So there's a couple things that you guys are doing. First of all, you're waiting for this person to come out of rehab and is in the right state of mind to help themselves. Then you're getting them an education, but at the same time, you're helping them keep their mind busy so they don't have focus on what they're addicted to. And then you're giving them goals so they can learn how to live life with goals and get to a point and have something to accomplish, something to live for. That's fantastic.
So basically, it's my program, which is Keys Community, and Mrs. Grace and Mercedes Agnes Center. And together, we have Beyond Tomorrow. Beyond Tomorrow is actually the day program that we run together. We have a mentoring, which is Keys Community goes out and mentor. Agnes Center has been doing a very good job in the community as far as counseling, and we just want to push that service because a lot of us need counseling, but we're scared to get it.
Let me just say this, how it works. We've been trying to obtain contracts with group homes that have substance abuse clients in their recovery program. So as an example, we get the contract, and those clients come in. We provide transportation. We'll go pick the clients up, and we'll bring them back to the center. And some days they'll have mentorship. So we have a client that we are getting them prepared for their GED. So we have a GED counselor, educator, teacher that comes in and tutors them to prepare them. And then we fund or pay for the GED test. And then from that person, once they get their GED, then we would help them go to the next level, whether they want to go into the community colleges. We'll take them in. We have one client that has completed the GED process, and she's going through getting her associate's degree. So we're helping her. And like today, we're going to pick up a laptop for her. So it just really depends on that individual. It's what that individual needs to get them to the next level for their personal. Once we get the client that comes in, we do a treatment plan for them. So we assess what they need, and then we try to make those goals. A lot of our clients have to go through our self-awareness, because once you are sober, you have to become aware of who you really are. And so we do the self-awareness. Then we also do spiritual awareness, whether it's, you know, someone, and it's not like religion. It's spiritual, your inner self, and bringing the best positive you out of you.
Another thing that we try to focus on is, a lot of it is mental health and behavior. Mm-hmm. I think that we forget that even as we're getting older, we're going through things, but we're not actually talking to the right people to help us release, to help us understand where we are, because we don't like that stigmatism as, I'm crazy, or, oh, you talk to a therapist, you must be crazy. But that's not really the issue. I talk to a therapist so I can be sane. I talk to a therapist so I can get up and go to work every day. I talk to a therapist so I can maintain my household. And so I think that once we try to get rid of the stigmatism behind mental health, we can start healing the community at a exponential ratio. Basically, we can go into the community and we can hit the heart of the community and start healing the communities. But we can't do that when everybody thinks that having a therapist or a mentor makes you less than or makes you weak. And that's just the mentality that they grew up on. I grew up where we could not say we were depressed. You're worrying a lot, but you're not depressed.
Yeah, because the way we grew up, they're like, oh, dude, you're depressed? I'll show you depressed. I used to walk through the snow. I used to walk in the desert with no water for 3 hours. I'll show you depressed.
In the minority communities, we look at things differently. For sure. And so now it's time to look at it from a scale of this is really what's happening and this is really what's going on. This is the reality that we live in. And so it's okay that if you're depressed, to be depressed, but don't stay in it.
Right.
Get help.
Right.
And so
Help isn't talking to your best friend. I mean, you can talk to your best friend, obviously, to get help, but sometimes you actually need someone that's outside of your sphere of circle to actually get the help that you need.
You hit the nail on the head because minority parents, you know, in the African-American community, in the Latino community, people will chalk it up to depression. Those are white people problems. But that's not true.
For us, you know, right now we're servicing a lot of the Native American community. I like to say, like, oh, as black people, you know, we get the short end of the stick. As Hispanics, they're getting the short end. Right now, y'all getting the short end of the stick. But when you go to the reservation and you really drive on the reservation, you get a different sense of where they're coming from when they're coming to get help. And we don't look at that. We always look at our problems, but we don't look at what's really surrounding us. And so I think that me working with the Native community makes me more grateful for what I do have, and it really pushes me every day to get out of bed to service them. So I always want to make my communities great, whether it's the Hispanic, whether it's the blacks, whether I don't care if they're white, Native, we all are one, and we all need help. And it doesn't matter what you look like, whether you are trans, LGBTQIA. It matters that you want to get help, and we're here to service your needs.
So if I'm listening right now, I'm listening to the radio, and I'm hearing this, where can I go to get help?
Well, Agnes Center is located in Tempe, but we do service the whole state of Arizona. Our website is agnescenter.org. That's agnescenter.org. And we are located at 455 South 48th Street in Tempe in Suite 105 and 106. We are in the process of looking for other locations. And that brings us to the point of what we're doing on July 13th. We're having an event to bring small businesses and nonprofits together so that we can learn to collaborate so that we can heal the community together as a whole. Agnes Center is going to do their part.
What can I expect at the event? What's going to happen?
At the event, we're going to have food. We're going to have the radio station on site. We're actually launching a small business app there as well. We have an entrepreneur who actually just went on Pitch Investors Live with Kevin Harrington and asked for $1.2 million in pre-seed funding. So he's going to be launching his app.
Did he get it?
No, he's still in the process of working it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we're actually going to be launching his app. So any nonprofit, small business owner, consumer can come and get on the app. He really is doing a social impact with having the nonprofit organizations on the app. So anybody that does a transaction will get a percentage. That nonprofit in the area will get a percentage.
So when I go, I can expect good food, be barbecuing. I expect great music, be playing. And help, right? On all sorts of subjects, right?
Mark Sutton will be there. He's with WealthWave, and he'll be giving tips and tricks on how to start accumulating wealth, which a lot of people don't really know where to start with that. Come and meet with some like-minded people that actually want to work together.
This is a great way for people who are coming from an economically challenged neighborhood to say, hey, I got a good idea. Hey, how do I get ahead? Hey, I'm starting just getting by. How do I get ahead? They can learn this there.
So the goal is to break away silos. When a nonprofit goes to get into business, they have a mindset that they want to help the community. Mm-hmm. But then they don't want any outside help. Just like with some for-profits, they have, oh, we're going to do this and we're going to give back to the community, but they don't want any outside help. But when they come together and they join forces and they have a common goal, and which should be the community, right, then together they can make change. And that's all we're trying to do. We're trying to come together to make change. And the only way we do that is when people break away from their silos.
Who would you like to see come to this event?
We want everybody to be at the event. Small business owners, nonprofit organizations, consumers who need information on counseling or mentoring service. I mean, this is for everybody. We can actually really help all these types of people.
What is that, 48th Street, like in Broadway?
University.
And University.
Yeah, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. So, yeah, you guys will be there 104.3. We'll be there on location. Jackie Morales is going to be our host. Okay. And we're super excited to have, you know, this opportunity to connect with the small business community and nonprofits. Because mm-hmm. I think people forget that how the Red Cross got big is because they have corporate sponsors.
Right.
How Goodwill got big is because they have corporate sponsors. We have a lot of people that want to help the community that are nonprofit, and they need help. Right. They need funding. Mm-hmm. And we have to work with them to help them get that funding so they can do their work.
All the information is at agnescenter.org.
That is
yes.
correct.
agnescenter.org.
And you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter, right? Mm-hmm. We're on there. And also, we would like and love to have the broken families come out. We're going to have counselors there. Our counselors will be on staff. So if you want to have a 5-minute or 15-minute interaction with our counselors, they will be on site as well. And you can set up an appointment to come in and get your family whole. You know, the vision of Agnes Center is to end the cycle of abuse. So in order to do that, we want to get the whole family whole. Not break up a family and say, well, you go to this shelter and you go, you know, you go to jail for a day. No, we want you to come in with your brokenness, right? And we can dig deep down into the root cause of your brokenness and get you whole. So the whole vision, or I should say the big picture, is to not only make the families whole, but to make the communities whole. But we got to start with the families and the individuals in those families.
And then, you know, if you're with the family and you don't want to go on the event day, you guys are available at other times, so you can make an appointment or find out more information at agnescenter.org, correct?
Yep.
Agnescenter.org,
mm-hmm.
yes.
Mm-hmm. So, hey, tell me, what are you guys doing with the kids? What are you guys doing with the youth?
So, we always say the youth is the truth, and they are the next generation. And so, what we want to do is I provide mentoring services. So, the mentoring services, we do life skills. So, we train them to be better. We teach coping skills. We do sports or any kind of health and wellness. And we do, it's not counseling per se, but it's a one-on-one with your mentor, being able to release that energy, let them know what's going on at home so that we can really help them.
You know, you said teaching life skills. Can you give me an example of what you teach as a life skill?
So one of the life skills that I teach is coping skills. So coping skills is, what do I do when I'm angry? Do I punch walls? No. I can yell. I can go to my room. I can yell. I can write in my journal. I can, if I have DJ equipment, I can use my DJ equipment. I can listen to music to calm me down. Or I can go for a walk or run or exercise. So there's different coping skills that we teach them to utilize when they're angry, to utilize when they're sad. So it depends on the feeling, the emotion that they're going through, what coping skill that they will use. And then with the mentorship, we're going places. We're doing things. A lot of kids are in a house in the summer. A lot of kids don't have money to do things in the summer. And those are the kids that we're taking out, and we're actually going to Phoenix Suns games and Rattlers games and Cardinal games. And we're setting up kickball games with other kids, and we're teaching socialization. Some kids are very isolated. You know, they're going through their problems, and they feel like they're alone. They don't have to be. And so we're teaching those skills so that they can be adults.
Well-adjusted adults.
And be able to live a healthy lifestyle. And so my goal is to change the mindset. So as they're changing and where they're at, if they want to go into entrepreneurship, apprenticeship programs, those are where we push them. If they want to get a scholarship for school, we teach them how to write letters and we send the letters out for them. If they just want to go to a trade school, we walk them to the trade school and we help them fill out their financial forms. And our goal is really to push them to be great adults.
Sustainable adults.
Thank you.
Great sustainable.
So, I mean, at the end of the day, if you feel like your child may have ADD, you feel like your child may have substance abuse, you feel like your child may be hanging out with the wrong crowd, any high-risk child, and you need an assessment done, please feel free to call Agnes Center. If you can't get someone to Agnes Center, we're both at the same location. Keys Community and Agnes Center is at the same location. If you need mentorship, you feel like your child needs mentorship, please feel free to look on their website, to look on keyscommunity.org website. Our end goal is a better tomorrow. So I want them to always know that tomorrow's always better. Mm-hmm. You can look at today. Today might not be a good day, but tomorrow could be a better day. And it's all in the way that we look at our lives. Mm-hmm. And if we look at it and we stay down and we get no help, well, we see people homeless. Mm-hmm. You know, we see kids that run away at 15 and they don't have no coping skills. And then they're in broken homes.
As we get older, we forget how emotional we are when we're younger. And having coping skills helps that. They're very important. You always have knee-jerk reactions to things when you're young. You know, everything means so much and you're so emotional that coping skills are very important.
When we find out they're in broken homes, that's where Keys Community and Agnes Center, we link up and we go to the home and we can offer services to the whole family. And so that's our goal, is to make the families whole again. So we come from a holistic point of view. Exactly. We also have parenting classes. So we have parents that don't know how to parent correctly. And so we offer parenting classes so that a lot of homes that we're going to just don't have no consistency and discipline.
And poor communication skills.
And so we go in there and we sit down with the whole family. We come up with a chore list that we help the parents come up with. We put it on the refrigerator. The kid know this is my day, this is my day before I can even go outside. My homework needs to be done. I need to call, you know, my mentor and let them know that I've done these things, check in with my mother, and then I could go outside. So they learn accountability. And so then it carries on. So once they learn this habit, after a month, it becomes a routine. And that's what we're trying to get them into, learning better and healthy habits in the home.
So we have agnescenter.org, keyscommunity.org, and Connect the Dots?
Connect the Dots, or ctdphx.com. So Connect the Dots is working with Keys Community and Agnes Center to get them in the community, help them with more exposure. We're actually going to be launching a youth program on Mondays in Maricopa at the Native Wings, right there off of the 347, essentially to bring the youth out, to help bring some donations to Keys Community and the program that she's running with the youth, how she broke her foot there. And then we're also working on Mrs. Grace's anniversary dinner benefit for December 8th, 7th. December 7th, we're going to be obviously supporting her and promoting her, Agnes Centers for Domestic Solutions. We're looking for sponsors. We're going to be selling tables. We're looking for donations because she has a lot of great things on the horizon for 2020. She is going to be working on putting a shelter in Tempe, a domestic violence shelter. So that's what we're looking to get funding and sponsorship for. And that's the reason why we're on the campaign trail. This is what I call it. We're on the campaign trail to get people to know who they are and what they do so that they can have the support that they need.
We'll see you out there July 13th. Thank you so much for coming by, ladies.
Circling the things that matter for you and your neighbors. Community Circle is a service of Sierra H Broadcasting.